This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is at the North Dakota State Fair. We're going to be there all week long, from this very hour through the lunch hour at the Dakota Flickertail stage, which is really easy to find. You know the main entrance, the one that faces south towards the Holiday Inn there? It's not the Holiday Inn anymore, but Clarion Inn, I guess. You come in at like main entrance. Not everybody does anymore because they go to big parking lot entrances, but just giving you a sort of guide to how to find us. You come in that main entrance and you walk by a couple of exhibit buildings on your left, but then the midway starts on your right. And then there's the food all the way up and down that whole lane. You're on that tar road or the sidewalks. We're right there on your left, you know, right before the RVs and I think it's KX's building that's down just a little bit as well. And then if you're off to the left, you get to the Racing Pigs. Yeah. Oh, the Racing Pigs. And you know it's State Fair time. Daryl Lease, Mr. Racing Pigs, is going to be here today on the program. We'll have to talk a little bit about the Racing Pigs, of course. But we'll also talk about the Farm Bill Roundtable that Congressman Kevin Cramer hosted. Holy buckets, was that huge. There were a ton of people there, and I'm really curious everything that that unfolded in the discussions there about the Farm Bill and the differences between the House and the Senate, which Congressman Cramer is a conferee, so he'll be part of that process of working it out. And then also how much the trade thing is just sort of sucking the air out of the room, if you will, on the trade negotiation part of this as well. So I want to talk about that with Daryl. Corey Spotted Bear, we hope to have this conversation on Friday. It just didn't work out. We got too crazy with some breaking news, but thanks to Wayne Stengen, which is, by the way, big news and rattling cages a little bit on the state of North Dakota getting a reimbursement up to $38 million or suing for one and hope to get one from the federal government because of the illegal actions of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on allowing illegal land possession by the protesters from Dapple. So anyway, that took up a lot of we had a lot of moving parts to Friday's show. So Corey Spotted Bear will be today. He's a councilman with the MHA Tribal Nation. We were in Twin Buttes last week, and I just saw a lot of things I really liked, and I want to talk more with Corey about that. And then Mark Fox will join us. He's chair of the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara Nation, MHA Nation, in western North Dakota, and has been, obviously as chair in the middle of a lot of different things. But so we catch up with him on a number of things that are happening. I was really struck in my time up by Newtown of the youth. And by youth, I mean, little kids playing in a playground, but I'm more sort of the teen years up to the early 20s youngsters. And the, you know, what I sensed is the way of an energy about them, a vibrancy, I don't know, something different. And so I asked him a little bit about that, so we're going to talk about that, too. Also, I had the best weekend I can remember in a long time, and I don't know if I'll have a lot of time to tell you about it, but I do want to tell you about two stories that came out of it. I was at Little Pine Lake in Minnesota. It's by Perm, Minnesota, and Perm downtown has the coolest. It really is. It's just neat. You know, it's a lot of fun. And I love their downtown. It's got an old-time downtown. And the lake itself. And then on Saturday, we were out at, so Saturday at Perm, Sunday out at Maria, my wife's, the cabin she grew up on, you know, on Union, where we go a lot, had a lot of fun. So it was just two great lake days, perfect weather. I mean, just unbelievable. But I got two good stories I got to tell you. They're really cool. One has to do with Donald Trump, and one has to do with a hardware store. So anyway, all that on the program today. Todd is hooking up out at the fair, so we'll hear from him shortly. And then also Vince Azzarella, who's from the North Dakota State Fair. We're going to talk about the entertainment the rest of the way in the fair. We have some tickets to give away for you. We'll be doing that, too. But give us a call, 258-0550 on anything today. We don't have a lot of open phone time today, so just take advantage of the time. 258-0550, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Jamestown, we go. And you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, morning, Scott. Hey, I recently heard a snippet from Rush Limbaugh. He does a little spots from time to time. In this particular snippet, he was focusing on inmates and iPads. Now, I want to be real quick here because it's kind of an extensive conversation, but what I'll say is this. His argument is that New York, apparently, they're planning on launching a iPad deal for inmates. Now, everybody has their opinions about prisoners. I'm an ex-prisoner. I was in prison not too long ago. But what I'll say is this. He's making the argument that it shouldn't be allowed because inmates would be given access to certain things. And by his own spot, he had said that Internet access is going to be limited. I know from firsthand experience that iPads and iPad use in correctional facilities, they have a certain amount of control on that. And as far as damage and using it for illicit things, such as pornography or trading it or stuff, all that stuff can be controlled. And I guess what I find a little disheartening is that he's making an argument against it. I'm going to say that I think people should make their own opinions and not just listen to him on this. He makes it sound like it's a very one-sided deal, and it's not so one-sided. I know for a fact, very quickly, that Sussman County actually has a program now where they're allowing inmates, or have allowed inmates, texting devices, and they can text, and they can monitor the text, and they can keep an eye on what's going on with this stuff. And I guess my reason for my rant is because I know certain things, it's just the way of the world. We're just going certain ways, and I think people should be open-minded to certain things.
Now, so let me ask you this. If in your time in prison, you hadn't had access to, you know, a computer on a limited basis, as you explained, or, you know, communication with the outside, how would you as a prisoner be different?
Well, let me just be clear. You know, the snail mail is getting by the wayside. It's just the way that it is. To be specific, my experience in prison was simple. I mean, you know, they already have a certain amount of technology that you're allowed, even up in Bismarck. And all that stuff is monitored. People may not realize it, and you hear it one-sidedly. You might think, oh, he has access to that. No. There's just certain things that you're allowed to do, and it is very controlled. You can control the Internet. You can control electronic access, whether people realize or not. You know, things are easily handled whether folks get it or not. And you have to take a look at some of the prisons overseas. They allow their prisoners to have certain access to certain things, e-books, whatnot. I mean, it's not such a cut-and-dry deal as maybe some other parties would have you believe.
Well, you know, I think ask any teacher about kids in a classroom today, and then talk to somebody that was in the classroom 30 years ago and talk about the differences. Right?
Right.
I'm getting an echo, guys. It's unbelievable. So things change, right? I mean, if I ran a prison, I know nothing about what you're talking about. Nothing, zero, nada, only what you've told me. But I would say if I ran a prison, I would want inmates that are content and maybe have enough to keep them versus staring at the walls and getting so angry the next time I open the door to let them out, they're going to punch me in the snot.
Right, right.
So I mean, I can see some merit in it. I would, you know, you can't coddle them. I don't believe you got to realize prison's prison, but who'd want to be in prison? Nobody does. So I don't know. That's my take.
One last point, real quick. You know, the thing to consider here is as I say, overseas, and there's been talk about that, about how prisoners are handled overseas. You got to stop and think. Times are changing. Snail mail is not such a first thought of everybody. Technology has taken over a lot of that. Emails, all that stuff. All that stuff is coming in. And that stuff is so easily controlled. Folks, I got to tell you, in my opinion, you know, the Internet, all that stuff is very easily monitored by correctional facilities at a minimal cost. I mean, it's at a minimal cost for them to be able to turn on switch, to be able to turn off certain sites, certain accessibility. So,
I have a question for you, just one last quick question on an unrelated topic. How long were you in jail?
Less than a year.
Did your faith grow in that time? Do you go places that you were not when you were where you were? I would think if I was in jail, I would just, all you would really have is sort of faith to kind of get you through it. Did it?
You know, the system, again, very briefly, up here in North Dakota is a little bit different. People, and it's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing. That's the best way to put it, Scott. So prisons here are a little bit different. They're still prisons. They're still not a nice place to go to. But what I'll say is this. It's very, It's a very, so when talking to the CEOs, when talking to any authority figures up there, they highly encourage you to get involved in some sort of spiritual process. So, yes, faith was very important for me up there.
Great. Great to hear. Yeah, I've heard some amazing stories about the transformations that happen. And I mean, and I believe in everything. Wherever anybody does wrong, it's usually a crisis of the heart. So if you can figure out a way to warm that up a little bit, it works good. I really appreciate your courage in sharing the story and call again, okay?
You bet.
Take care. John in Bismarck had a little problem with tickets, and I heard about this just before the show, John. John won tickets from us on Friday. Where were we? Oh, we were out at Twin Buttes, right?
Yeah.
And so you go there, and we told you to go to a will call, and evidently they moved them to a different place. Did they? Did you eventually end up getting them?
No. I called and rented a motel, which is sky high on prices. Got there, got the motel, and rented it there at 8 to get in, walk in, they moved me to this booth, got there.
Hang on 1 second, John. We're coming up on a break. We'll finish in a minute here. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Huh?
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means it's a Minnesota-based company, and they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it, you can build your own, you can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in a sauna? Like Roundup or herbicide? It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake, too.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Do it now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Running sponsors on this program is ironically a product that was invented really And that is probably not invented is not the right word, but I guess dreamed up at the North Dakota State Fair. Michael Lindell, now world-famous Michael Lindell of MyPillow, has told us that story many times. He was at the fair, North Dakota State Fair, and other fairs in North Dakota, and he was selling, I forget what, but people said they wanted a pillow. And so now Mike's a good friend of the program, and by the way, he's coming to Bismarck, North Dakota in August. Keep listening for details, but he'll be in Bismarck for a couple of events in August. Really really neat deal that's coming together that was a product of his trip to be with Donald Trump at the event in Fargo. So we look forward to that. And we have the best deal of anybody. All the shows, all the networks you see on TV, because in our case, you get up to 50% off on everything. That's right, on everything. And right now, we have an incredible deal where you use the promo code Scott and you get a buy one, get one free offer. So that's a great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or you call 800-506-9028 and you get up to half off on everything. MyPillow mattresses and beds and mattress toppers and body pillows and the Giza sheets, which are unbelievable. I know because I sleep on them now. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, so we hooked up with Todd at the fair. Before we go to Todd at the fair, John in Bismarck is a little ticked at us, and he has a right to be. So John, we gave you tickets on Friday. You rent a hotel room, it cost you a fortune, you paid to get in the fair, and you can't find your tickets.
Yep. Hey, I took my pillow with, too.
Well, and even had your My Pillow. Now, did you did you have our number from winning on Friday?
The flag called me and said they set everything up, and then we went, and she made a mistake of wearing high heel shoes too. So yeah, you gotta don't wear high heel shoes, ladies. You gotta walk all the way in there. That's a long walk sometimes. And, yeah, we listened to the music outside the fence for a couple minutes, and then we just left, and I dropped her off at home, and I went back to my motel, to my pillow, and went to bed and got up and came back home.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. There was a mix-up on the location of those. They were originally going to be at Will Call, and then they ended up getting moved. But everybody that we had a number for, we called to tell them that. And some people actually called from the fair, And we're wondering because they hadn't gotten the message. But I thought we took everybody. We actually spent a good chunk of our Friday trying to sort that all out and Saturday as well. So I really apologize for that.
No problem. No problem. I just hope everybody else got to get in or whatever.
Now if you want to come up this weekend, I'll take care of the hotel room and get you tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I'd like to make it up to you because I feel bad. So just hang on a second, if you would, John. And Manny will get your number and we'll get in touch. I apologize. We give something away. We want it to be there. And, sometimes this happens on things, on MyPillow or whatever. And, we don't have your number, so we can't call you back to say, hey, we got your prize. So make it a priority. Always give us your number if you win something. And vice versa, so we can take care of you. All right, Todd is hooked up at the State Fair. He is right now, we've never done this before, but he's actually riding one of the racing pigs and doing the show, so we'll see how this goes. But Todd, come in, Todd. Can you hear us?
Well, I was riding one of the racing pigs, and it went splat, so I had to get off of it. But we now will have some bacon and ham and stuff on a stick.
It's called a silver lining. I like that. Exactly. Yeah.
Got Vince here with us, too. Vince, you got a lot of good stuff coming up today.
That's right. By the way, no pigs were harmed in the recording.
I mean, it was going to slaughter anyway. I just accelerated the process.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, we've got a ton of things happening at the North Dakota State Fair today. I mean, I got to be honest with you. Today is a beautiful day. We've got a nice breeze that's coming through. The sun is shining. There's not a cloud in the sky. So today's a perfect day to come out to the North Dakota State Fair, check out all the free stage activities. And, it's just we've got the bull riding coming up tonight. It's going to be amazing.
That's better than the pig riding. The pig riding is really not that big a deal, right?
Pig riding's. Some people come just for Daryl's racing pigs.
Oh, Daryl is the man. He really is. So what other stuff do we want folks to check out here at the North Coast State Fair?
We've got a ton of free stage stuff. Like, the biggest one I want to hit on that I have seen packed every single day at the North Coast State Fair is the 9/11 Never Forget mobile exhibit. And this is a pop-out trailer. This trailer is just phenomenal. I got to say, it is a museum of everything that they could collect from the 9/11 tragedy. And there are people who were here, first responders who were there, boots on the ground, saving lives, and they're telling their personal story as you walk through this museum of the devastation that happened on 9/11.
So must see.
And it is just amazing. I walked through and I came out seriously like a changed person. I was like, that is incredible to hear what these guys did and the amount that they are still suffering from some of the after effects and from of this.
Never get over it, man.
It's just incredible. So the 9/11 Never Forget mobile exhibit is from noon to 7 every day here at the North Coast State Fair, and it's no extra charge to go through, to walk through and hear their stories. It's amazing.
And you really take something big away from that. Now, you gave me a fistful of tickets. What do we got for folks?
That's right. So today you're going to be giving away some tickets to the NPRA Championship Bull Riding. And we've got tickets in hand, so there is going to be no miscommunication there. We're making it happen.
All you got to do is find me at the North Coast State Fair, and I've got tickets in my hand, in my never-before-nicotine-stained fingers kind of thing, you know, from Rush Limbaugh's thing there. What do we got tonight now?
Tonight, again, we've got the Enduro race. That's coming up at the grandstand. A lot of people excited about that. There are going to be a limited amount of tickets available for $20 at the grandstand box office once that opens. They're taking calls already, and the box office will open a little bit later today so that you can go there in person and pick up your Enduro tickets. Again, $20 for a single ticket of that.
And, of course, Ranch Rodeo coming up later on this week. And Daryl's Racing Pigs off and on through the entire North Dakota State Fair as well. What's your favorite fair food?
Well, I got to say, we had our Food Frenzy competition. And the Food Frenzy competition basically pits new food items that have never been at the fair before against each other. And this year we had 13 food items.
Ooh.
And I got to try a few of them. And the one that won was the Buffalo Chicken Euro, and that's from Minnesota Winking. And I tell you what, I had a full one of those, and I felt the heat of that like 2 hours after I was done eating. It was incredible. So good. But I also got to give a shout-out to the there was a really good quesadilla that was fantastic. But I'm going to get one later today from Quesadilla Junction.
Ooh,
and those guys, that was fantastic. I'm going to have to get another one of those.
I'll give a shout-out to Tubby's because they've got good stuff, too. North Dakota State Fair, come join us. I've got your free tickets. There you go, Scott.
Daryl, as in Daryl's Racing Pigs, next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead. Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true. Because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world is buzzing about President Trump's tweet to Iran's president not to threaten the United States after Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said yesterday that the United States better not, in his words, play with the lion's tail, warning the U.S. against looking for war, which Rouhani said would be the mother of all wars. President Trump saying in a tweet, quote, "Do not threaten the United States or you will suffer consequences the likes of of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying this morning,
He's monitoring and watching the actions of Iran, and if needed, he will take what steps are necessary to protect people in this country and certainly to protect the world from nuclear proliferation.
Sanders was speaking on Fox and Friends, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Top of the hour, we're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. We appreciate you very much. 800-258-0550, 701, it's actually 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, or 701-258-0550. 550K Fire, AM 1100, The Flag, 1090 KTGO, or KLTC on the western edge in beautiful Dickinson, North Dakota, the places you can hear this program. Somebody asked me the other day what time the replay happens on KLTC. I know it happens every night, 7 to 9, on 550K Fire, unless there's sports. What time does it replay, Todd, on KLTC? I didn't know the answer, but I actually forgot. Todd, not there? I guess you can turn him down. Sounds like he has a visitor. He has a little visitor. The visitor was supposed to be Daryl East from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, but I don't think Daryl is that. So go ahead and call Daryl if you would, Manny. Sure. And we'll do that. In the meantime, I'll tell you about a company that started in 1908. 1908, H.A. Thompson and Sons. And what have they been doing in those 100 and, 12 years, I mean, unbelievable what they're doing. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Residential services, commercial services, and link service, which gives businesses the cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. So you can call them at 701-223-3393. Save me some money. Just get on the phone. Save me some money. HATNSons.com, and they will do just that. I have incredible stories of one of my favorite about a story Mark Thompson told me is a well-known company. I won't say them, but you'd know the brand instantly. Iconic brand in North Dakota, a manufacturing operation. And they were doing their heating and, mechanical, right? And the company kept saying, well, could you do that too? How about that? And some of the things they were using even on the floor as part of the process, they had them just doing more and more and more because they're just so reliable. And the secret sauce is, okay, say you have an air conditioner, and an air conditioner costs X amount of dollars. What H.A. Thompson and Sons does is spend the time to maintain that, more so than you probably would, yourself, and then they extend the life of that, and then when it dies, they replace it. So you pay one price per month, and you know they're maintaining it, and when it breaks, they put a new one in. And so the cost certainty that gets where, you know, say you're going through a year, hey, we're having a great year, and all of a sudden the boiler's out and the air conditioner's out and this is, and then, oh no, you know, now my good year just went away. Well, with that certainty I have, with that link service contract, it works really great. So that's why I talk about it a lot, because it just makes a lot of sense, and more businesses are doing it all the time, a lot of our listeners. So we appreciate that. All right. So Todd is back. Right, Todd?
Oh, I never went away.
Oh, I guess we just couldn't hear you. But anyway, Daryl is not there. Is that right?
I do not have Daryl. He's probably trying to resuscitate that pig.
Oh, I forgot about the whole you sat on the pig thing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
that would
you know, they're racing pigs, but they're not used to the weight on top of the pig, I think is what kind of threw it all off. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I apologize profusely, but he said, well, that one was kind of, this little piggy's going to market anyway.
I get it. Kevin, do me a favor. Did you, Kevin? Hello, Kevin? where'd our producer man go?
You think this show is entirely scripted?
Yeah,
on page 15, Scott. Try to be on the right page.
Well, no, I'm trying here. So, Kevin, did you communicate with Mr. Daryl Lee this weekend about him coming to Todd?
Yes, I believe that was the plan. He was going to be there, yep.
He was going to go to the Dakota Flickertail stage, not that we call him.
Nope, he was going to go to the stage. He was going to be there. So
I did call him, but he didn't answer. This is not... Dakota Talent Stage. Why did I think Flickertail?
It may be that he's still scraping the pig off the asphalt, because they really kind of wanted that removed before everybody got into the fair.
Well, and conveniently, we're right by the pork chop stand.
Yeah, I think that's why they wanted me to ride the pig here, was that we're so close to the pig on the stick stuff anyway.
There you go. Well, it's the whole pig emergency. If you see Daryl Leash today at Daryl's Racing Pigs, here's what I want you to do. I want you to make a point, even if the show's going on, to point to your watch, first of all, and then if he says, well, what? You were supposed to be on the radio. Then find out if it was the pig emergency or not. Because if you know, you give him the raspberries and he says, well, it was the pig emergency, then we understand. And hi to Carrie, your lovely bride, too, Todd. I just heard her on the radio. We don't usually get Carrie's on with Todd a lot on What's on Your Mind, but not so much on, or rather on K-Fire Cafe, but not so much on What's on Your Mind. So.
No, I can count on my neighbor Tom for the punchline, too. Todd, you're such a ham.
There you go. Yes.
Let me slap my knee on that one.
You let us know if you see Daryl, okay? And
I sure will.
And meantime, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to tell those two stories I was going to save for later, because I was trying to get you to listen to the entire show. So you better still listen to the entire show. This is an amazing story. I'll save the best one for last, okay? The first one is, I mentioned I was in Perm, Minnesota over the weekend. Big, Little Pine Lake, and Perm's a lot of fun. My folks used to have a place on Rush Lake, which isn't far from Perm, so I've spent a fair amount of time in Perm. But this weekend, I don't know what's going on. I got to call my friend Kenny, Kenny Nelson from KLN Brands, of course, the man behind the greatest licorice ever, and Kenny's Candies, and the Australian... what do they call it again? I can't remember the name of it, but it's the Red Australian. Oh, I love it. And they make that in Perm, Minnesota. They also do Barrel Fun Chips and Tuffy's Dog Foods, and there's a lot of things going on. And Kenny has just been a long-time backer. His dad, Tuffy, was as well, Perm, Minnesota. And they have that awesome, in their own words, Veterans Museum. Really incredible. A place you must go at least once to take in some of those stories of our great vets. So Perm's always had a lot going for it, but it has a lot going for it right now. I mean, a coffee shop where the line was literally to the door. Like, you know, the coffee shop is way in the store and the door, like out the door is what it would sound like. I mean, and people wait because the coffee's so good, right? So that's one. They got a really unique clothing store. They have that incredible furniture store. Starts with a K. I can't say the name. And just a lot going for it. A lot of really cool things. But I found, and I have in my hot little hand the receipt, from a place called Brett's Hardware Company. I found a hardware store. I don't know about you, but a hardware store Not Lowe's, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, not Menards. I'm talking about hometown, downtown hardware store. I love them. They bring me back to my childhood. But it gets better. Not only did I find the hardware store, they're going out of business, sadly, but everything was 40% off. So I wanted to give them a shout-out because I know it's a family that's worked long and hard. And, you know, those are tough times when you got to finally decide, no, it's just not working, we're going to close it down. And sadly, a lot of hardware stores are, even in the smaller towns. But Brett's Hardware Company, downtown Perham, has 40% off. Oh, I was like a kid in a candy store. If I'd had a cart, I'd have been in big trouble. And a lot of good bargains there. Like, for instance, a weed whacker I bought a couple of weeks ago for $110 that was 40% off. So, good deals. And they're also going to be continuing those good deals, as I understand it. So, that's kind of fun. Now, here's the other story. Sorry, I'm storyteller today. Todd and Carrie, I'd like you to rate this story on a scale of 1 being so-so and 10 being really cool. Okay? Kev, you too. 1, so-so, 10, that was a big-time story. Here's the story. This also came from the lake. From a youngster there, I won't name him because I didn't say I was going to, but he told me about the fact that when Donald Trump visited Fargo and Air Force One flew in, he was at a softball tournament of some kind out by the airport, okay? Fargo Airport where Air Force One comes in. He's out there, Air Force One lands, they're all like, oh, kind of cool, Air Force One, look at that, isn't that neat, blah, blah, blah. And shortly after that, an eagle lands on a pole in the softball field, okay? So, first of all, eagles in Fargo are not completely uncommon, right? You occasionally you'll see them, but it's pretty rare. Mostly that's at the lakes. I mean, they're not very often in the city, but you're seeing a few more of them. So this eagle perches on this pole right after Air Force One lands, okay? Then the softball match starts, and I guess they had three of them. They had three games. They're playing softball. So it's like 3 hours plus later with the softball. And I think they kind of probably every once in a while have something to wet their tongue. Sure. Kind of between games. I'm guessing. I don't know. But I just remember when I did play softball, that happened, you know, once or twice. So this extends for a little while, the three games and everything else. And this eagle has not left.
So softball fan.
This eagle is here the entire time. Okay. So 3 hours plus. Now. They're getting ready to leave. They're just about done. And the president comes back to Hector International Field and going to be flying out. So they're like, oh, well, we'll watch Air Force One take off before we leave. Air Force One takes off, and the Eagle takes off.
Whoa.
1 to 10. What do you think of that story?
That's a great story. I'll give it an 8.
I couldn't get it out of my mind all weekend long. I said, no, like, is this, did you see this? He's, no, a bunch of people saw it. We all saw it. Todd, Carey, 1 to 10, 1 being lame, 10 being, wow. That's one you don't hear every day. Which would you give it?
I'm sure he's saying at least a 9.
Manny, can you turn Todd up so we can hear him there? So, Todd, what would you say? 1 to 10.
Kerry said a solid 9. I give it a solid 9, too. I mean, I don't know how you can beat that, but I'm also hesitant to give any story a 10. But if a story was going to get a 10, I'm fine with that one.
Okay, you guys were all chintzy compared to the texters. Kev was an 8. Kerry and Todd were 9s. Thank you. I think it is a great story. This one just texted, that Eagle story gets a 10+. Awesomeness. It literally made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. As you've heard before, if you listen to the show for any amount of time, my mom's favorite saying when we were growing up, just always heard it emblazoned on our brains. Coincidences are God's sealed orders. In other words, there is no such thing as a coincidence. I'm telling you. That's pretty cool. The Eagle, his protector, right here in Fargo. Love it.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When you spray as much as you do, get support from guys that know spray application. Support's one thing, support from someone that just knows the game and instantly, yep, seen it, done it, been there, we'll fix it. Nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. That's just plain and simple. Tips and parts and service and a full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including the Apache self-propelled sprayers. HighPlainsApache.com. Go just check it out and dream a little. Or come see him in Mandan. Call him at 663-2375 or see him in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, I-29 southbound. Texter has a better hardware store, they're saying, than Brett's Hardware. I don't know if they've been to Brett's or if they just really love their hardware store. But, you know, we've done Best Burger, we've done Best Bride, we've done a lot of different, you know, Best Pie, Maybe it's time to do a best hardware store. Best hardware store on the Northern Plains. You better tell us. I'll come to that one in a minute here, but first I need to go to Fargo and Troy, and then Gail and Washburn. Troy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I love your show. I was thinking about you this weekend, and I spent a fair amount of the weekend watching the British Open golf tournament. And Thursday and Friday, Tiger Woods had two strips of tape on the back of his neck. And the announcer said that he had a bad night of sleeping on Friday and Saturday, so it must have been Thursday night. So his neck was stiff, and I thought, boy, he needs a MyPillow. So I think you better call Mike Lindell and tell him to send Tiger Woods a MyPillow.
I don't know. He's got a little ways to go with me before he's going to get a free MyPillow, you know? He's kind of got that that attitude. I don't know. I used to love Tiger Woods. I used to love watching him and watching him play. And I just, after all the just ridiculous amount of things that he got in the middle of, not that he can't, you know, be redeemed. He can. Everybody can. I'm a big believer in redemption. But now to me, it's more of a kind of a, not so much I'm keeping score on that, but rather the antics on the course, you know, in other words, where he's.
I agree with that because I think a lot like you do. But I'll tell you what, the guy in his prime was as good as there's ever been.
No doubt. No doubt.
Going through a couple back surgeries and being away for, gosh, they said it's been like 6-7 years since he's won. And he battled right to the end, and it's exciting to watch.
I would have watched it if I was not running around on a jet ski, but I definitely want to see him sort of figure out a way to put all that in the rearview mirror. And it's fun when they're really in the hunt. If gosh, he comes close and doesn't do it again, I mean,
the end yesterday was, you know, it's golf. It's, you know, it's not like you're watching a football game, but they had six guys tied for the lead with a few holes to play. It was kind of fun. Right there in the mix.
My theory on basketball games is every game ought to be 80-80 with 2 minutes on the clock and make that the game. That's that you know, and I'm the same way in golf matches. Just get me to Sunday and about the back nine, and I'm good.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Well, I love your show, Scott. You have a great day.
You're very kind. Thank you very much. Glad you called. Gail and Washburn, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I was just wondering, I was listening to your story about the Eagle.
Yeah.
Flying there by when the president was here in Fargo. I just find that it's just an incredibly awesome story. I guess just the fact that it was an eagle. But also, I was wondering if anybody out there remembers when we had the first Tea Party meeting at the Capitol grounds. I don't know, it was about 10 years ago. And there were birds flying over the Capitol, just hovering over the Capitol. And they looked to me like they were the kind of birds that like to eat dead things. And we were kind of laughing at that because they were hovering over the Capitol. Now, that could be taken as to were they after the Tea Partiers or were they after the liberals who were going to die. but anyway, we had a good laugh over that. And so anyway, I just loved your story this morning. Love your show, Scott. I guess that's all I have to say.
Thanks. Well, I'm really glad you called. And that story just struck me. I mean, I love stories anyway. I'm a storyteller ad nauseum, and I don't usually tell them on the air because we got lots to do here, and I don't want to bore anybody that doesn't like the stories. But the one about the eagle and Trump, and again, you know, the kid that told me, I know him, you know, I mean, and you know, so in other words, he had no reason to BS me with that story. But then he said, oh, a bunch of people saw it. You know, I'm like, wow, that's just, I can't tell it enough. I just absolutely love it. I remember, too, it was cold. I remember the rally you're talking about, but it was really cold. And Mark Skogerbo, a buddy of mine, Mark the Freedom Poet, who does a lot of grassroots stuff in North Dakota and South Dakota, he was at the Capitol the night before a big event to celebrate all the pro-life bills, the nation-leading pro-life bills that, you know, had been sold. And there were three, I forget the bird, but three birds that kept swooping in and out of everything he was doing trying to set up. And he was a big believer in the court of three. You know, you're stronger with the court of three, if you remember that. that passage. Yes. And so he was really struck by that, too. And those kinds of things kind of just stay on the hair on the back of your neck right up. So it's kind of cool. Thank you, Gail. Appreciate it. That hardware store that somebody texted in was the best hometown hardware store is in Garrison. S&J has everything, says that texter. Okay, I want to know where there are other good hardware stores. You just let us know because we'll go on a tour of hardware stores one day. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.